everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat, where I'm going to talk on the topic, the grandeur of God. Many years ago now, Bruce and I went to the Grand Canyon in America, and we drove there on a bus with a group of people, had a tour guide, and it was just simply breathtaking and amazing, the expanse of the Grand Canyon, as close as you could get, looking down to the river below, and how over the years that river had eroded away these, I guess they were now felt like mountains, but the canyon and the crevices of the rocks. We saw eagles. We had discussions about, you know, the eagles, and it was just simply a wonderful day. And it made me reflect that this is just a smidgen of a reflection of God, who created the Grand Canyon, of his magnificence, of his grandeur. And if you read in Isaiah, the writer here tries to describe a bit about how God is, what God does, part of who he is, because who he is what he does is his characteristic. It's within him. If you cut him in half, he's the same from the outside to the inside. It's who God is, his truth, his wonder, his oneness, his purity. And so I want to read to you from scripture and then read to you something that a theologian wrote many years ago. I'm trying to describe with our English words, which are so incapable of describing God, but this grandeur of God. So in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, the writer tries to describe this grandeur of God like this: "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has instructed him? Whom did he consult for his enlightenment, and who taught him the path of justice? Who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding?" So it's saying, it describes first the creation a little bit, in that the waters of the earth, think about it, every sea, every ocean, every river, every raindrop, all the waters that are on the earth, God can hold in the palm of his hand. That's mind-blowing. Then it says that he can span the heavens. And what's span? It's the hand span, how wide you can span. You know, like if you ever go out at night and you're looking up and you can measure, oh, yeah. But that measurement, like, because the stars, the soul, the other universes are, you know, millions of years, light years away from you. That, you know, that which is like so many inches, you can feel like it spans the whole thing. But God literally can span, his hand span, the whole of the universe, all the universes, all the solar systems, whatever has been created or is out there, plus including Earth. That every dust or every soil particle of the mountains on the whole earth, he can put on his scales. This is the grandeur of God, the mightiness of God. But then it says, who counseled him? Who gave him knowledge? who taught him the way of truth and justice? No one. God is God. He has all knowledge, all power, all counseling, all truth. it just simply, again, trying to describe it in English words is so difficult, but it gives you this extra concept of wow. You know, when there's a conversation happening between Job and God, and Job was a good man who Satan one day goes to God and says, you know, he's only good because he's got all this wealth and all this, you know, things in his life. And God says, no, Job loves me. I'll take all of this away and you'll still see he will be faithful. And Job was. But of course, Job was a man. He was human. So he was, in talking to God, he was sometimes questioning God or saying, you know, is this right or whatever. But he stayed faithful and true. But God answers Job in chapter 38 this way. Chapter 38, verse 4. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk or laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and the heavenly beings shouted for joy, who shut in the sea with doors? So he's saying, who created the earth? And he was trying to tell Job, it's God, it's me who's done all of this. I am above and beyond anything that is in your life, that is happening in your life, that could happen in your life. I'm the one that you need to turn to be with, to acknowledge, this is me. And he's not doing it out of pride. God's just stating, this is me. Well, a Christian theologian years ago, his name is Adam Clark, tried to describe God a little bit this way. The eternal, independent and self-existent being, the being whose purposes and actions spring from himself without foreign motive or influence, he who is absolute in dominion, the most pure, the most simple, the most spiritual of all essences, infinitely benevolent, beneficent, true, and holy, the cause of all being, the upholder of all things, infinitely happy, because infinitely perfect, and eternally self-sufficient, needing nothing that he has made, illimitable in his immensity, inconceivable in his mode of existence, and indescribable in his essence, known fully only by himself, because an infinite mind can only be comprehended by itself. In a word, a being who from his infinite wisdom cannot err or be deceived, and from his infinite goodness can do nothing but what is eternally just, right, and kind. Big words in a way to describe our big God, but again, it does not describe him enough. We have such limited English words. So sometimes in reflecting upon the grandeur of God, we run out of words. All we need to do is sit in awe and wonder of him. And let our spirits sing to him. Let our spirits talk to him without words, with, I guess, spiritual words, spiritual hearts and understanding, and acknowledge who God is. And it just gives you a whole different perspective, especially if you can start the day with, I'm walking with my God, and this is how grand he is. Wow. And you can have the best day, the best week, the best life ever. Let us remind each other, ourselves, about this grand, big God that we love and serve. Makes you think, doesn't it? See you again next time.